The Israeli government press office is refusing to renew the press credentials of more than 100 Palestinian journalists. Israel says the journalists could pose security risks, but foreign reporters in Jerusalem who rely on their Arabic-speaking colleagues believe that Israel is trying to make it harder for them to cover Israeli actions in the West Bank and Gaza. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
For 13 years, Nasser Atta, Palestinian producer for ABC News, had an Israeli press card. He could attend press conferences with Israeli government officials and travel freely between the West Bank and Israel. But since the beginning of the year, Atta has been unable to do any of this, at least legally. That's because his press card was not renewed. Atta says it's made his job much more difficult. He says he still travels in the West Bank but must take back roads that take much longer. And when a Palestinian gunman opened fire in downtown Jerusalem last week, just a mile from his office, he couldn't cover it.
It doesn't allow me to cover any press conference or any incident that takes place on the Israeli side because I don't have a press card. So basically, I was not able to go to the shooting incident that took place a week ago on Jaffa Road because I didn't have the Israeli press card.
Government Press Office Director Donny Seaman says Israel has every right to deny entry to those it believes could threaten its security.
Israel is a sovereign country. It can determine who may or may not enter its boundaries. We cannot ignore the fact that we've been in a conflict with the Palestinians. We can't wait for the first case to happen to then pass judgment. That's why it's looked into from the security perspective. But right now, the closure is on all Palestinians, regardless of profession. It's not just targeting those working for the foreign press.
Palestinians and the foreign press here have sharply protested Israel's new policy. Elias Zananiri is a Palestinian correspondent for Radio France International and a member of the board of the Foreign Press Association. He says foreign correspondents, most of whom do not speak Arabic, are dependent on their Palestinian employees to cover events in the West Bank and Gaza.
If a foreign journalist cannot have a chance to be escorted by a Palestinian colleague, by a Palestinian journalist who speaks the language, who knows the people and who knows the area, that would be very difficult for him and sometimes even a bit risky. So at the end, this journalist might decide there's no need to go into the West Bank or into Gaza Strip.
Gillian Finley, Middle East correspondent for ABC News, agrees that the decision makes it harder to get access to stories in the West Bank and Gaza.
I think this can only serve one purpose, and that is to frustrate our coverage in the territories. I really don't see any other reason for this. On the one hand, I understand that they have passed a law that says Palestinians cannot enter this country, and that's for security reasons. But I think, you know, they ought to look at this a little more carefully and look at who these people are.
Government Press Office Director Donny Seaman says Palestinian journalists are welcome to cover the territories as much as they want. They just can't come into Israel. But Finley says the internal closure within the territories means Palestinian journalists without press cards can't get from one point to another within the West Bank because of Israeli army roadblocks. Foreign news organizations say they'll continue to fight to get their Palestinian employees press cards, and they insist they'll do whatever is necessary to cover the story. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.